and Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Of the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Steve Starrs running shotgun with us. Hello, Steve.
Hey, hello, Bob. I thought I was going to do the introduction all by myself, but you showed up at the last minute, and I am so glad you did.
Yes, I am too.
You are.
I would be very afraid to see what you would start the show off with. Probably one of your crazy conspiracy theories, man.
Maybe, or maybe I would do my Ed Sullivan imitation. Tonight on our show, we have a really, really, really big lineup with Bob Tuscan and Topio and Gigio.
All right, enough of that, Steve. Let's talk about some real news, man. What's going on? What's really going on, and what are they not telling us about? I was interviewed on a show this past weekend, a different show.
A different show.
Not the Bob Tuscan show, yeah. Okay. Anyways, the host asked me, what do I find to be the most important story that is not getting any attention? And I'll tell you what my answer was. Mm-hmm. But not now.
Okay. Well, I could guess. I have three of them again, I guess. One of them might be Fukushima. The other one might be chemtrails. The third one might be genetically modified foods.
None of the above was my answer.
Oh, well, you know, you got to surprise us, Bob. It better be good.
I'll get into it in a little bit, all right?
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, really well.
Did you hear about the Lakota Nation?
Lakota Nation. No, what happened now?
They've done some cool things in the past.
Yeah, I like them. Mm-hmm.
Well, recently they've done another cool thing. They've adopted the Mazacoin cryptocurrency as legal tender.
Cool.
Yeah, the members of the tribe included Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, famous for their role, of course, in the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Yes.
During which they were key in securing a victory over General George Armstrong Custer.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways, with all this history, the Lakota Nation's looking ahead, looking at the future, and they've adopted some cryptocurrency. The Mazacoin is the name of it.
Maza coin, like in maize coin, or you know, like corn coin, or
yeah, maybe Maza coin.
Maza coin, cool. Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
Well, I have some Sitting Bulls or some Lakota silver rounds that are very nice, of course, and they had the Lakota Bank for a little while. But how's this different now? This is a crypto coin, you're saying?
Yeah, it's like bitcoins.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. Yeah, and you know, Bitcoin went through that upheaval, but it seems like it's bounced back already, and I don't know exactly what's happening with the Bitcoin thing. Maybe our friend Rex will be listening in or something and give us a call. That is a big part of all of this. And you know, of course, the Mt. Gox Bitcoin exchange, according to AFP, which last week sought bankruptcy protection in Japan, has opened a helpline for anxious customers after unveiling a massive loss in a possible theft. So we're following that very closely. But it hasn't killed Bitcoin. It shows you that you can rob a bank, and the Federal Reserve still doesn't go down, I guess, huh?
Sure doesn't. Israeli company to build surveillance towers on Arizona's border with Mexico. Israeli defense firm Elbit has been awarded a $145 million contract by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to construct a series of surveillance towers on Arizona's border with Mexico, the company announced on Sunday.
Well, that's interesting. Well, why would the Israelis care about who's coming across the border in Mexico or what for whatever reasons? Is it just because they've run out of people to spy on and have nothing to do? I mean, why would they be interested in that?
Well, $145 million would make me interested in it.
Yeah, I guess maybe that might make sense. $145 million, it's nothing to sneeze at, right?
No, it's not. But at the same time, it's chump change, man.
Chump change. You know, Israelis can do better than that.
And speaking of Israel,
AIPAC,
that's right. Senator McCain at AIPAC said, "This regime in Iran is the world's leading sponsor of terror." So just as Bob Tuscan predicted the other day, we're shifting away from Ukraine and Russia to go back to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is kind of like a spin the wheel of Axis enemies, right? And this week it's Iran for 5,000. Well, what's the question this time, Bob? I mean, what's the issue? You know what I mean?
The regime in Iran is the world's leading sponsor of terror, according to John McCain. Should we do our John McCain impressions?
Well, you know, my friends, I could easily say some things, but I think I'm gonna, you know, have to get on the bus with all those hotties right around the country.
I'd like to thank everyone at AIPAC. Well, let's
listen to him out of his own mouth. Such ridiculous stuff. Well, we'll play a little bit of it. Roll that clip, please, Mr. Producer. Can we play that? What's happening here?
Hello, friends.
I don't hear anything. Do you?
I'm John McCain. No?
Is that you?
It's me. It's me, John McCain, and I'm going to whip his ass. I'm flailing my broken arms. I'm going to come after him and then I'm going to go back to Washington. But I have my bus full of hotties and my, you know, skeletons in a closet and I'm busy now.
All right, enough of John McCain
we had that John McCain quote for me tonight and
yep.
I made more sense than he probably would have, but you know, I would have liked to have heard him because I like to work on that.
Can you do the rest of the show in the John McCain voice?
Well, if you want me to be your guest tonight, my friend.
Our guest tonight is John McCain. He joins us from AIPAC, where he just gave a brilliant speech pushing more propaganda in the Middle East and, wanting to fight more wars for Israel, of course. John, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, it's my pleasure to drop in, as I have done that, like I did in Vietnam. I dropped in as well, you know.
What do you think about people not only calling you a rhino, but calling you a Zionist shill rhino?
Well, I don't know what a Zionist shill horn rhino is, exactly. But it's not a crazy woman spending all that money at Neiman Marcus, is it?
What's the difference between John McCain and a rhino?
Well, I think the rhino has a real nose.
No, the difference is John McCain is a kosher rhino.
Ah, well, yeah, well, I'm glad you pointed that out to me.
Anyways, by the way, rhino meat, delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Now, that's not the only part that's delicious.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's move on before we get into any more trouble here, folks.
We're in trouble with John McCain right now, Bob.
We might get a call by the end of the show, that's for sure.
He's kind of coming whip our asses.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. All right, enough of that.
Why don't you go back where you came from now?
All right, I'm closing the door on John McCain. You hear that?
Yeah. We got lots of news from AIPAC this year, actually.
Yep.
Do you know somebody by the name of Jack Lew?
Jack Lew, wasn't he the former Treasury Secretary, the guy with the funny signature?
Yes,
the guy that drew the 00000s, and that was supposed to be his signature, you know.
Well, screw Jack Lew.
Yes,
I had to say that. But
He also spoke at APAC recently, Steve.
Locke Jew spoke at Jack Liu spoke at APAC.
Did you just call him a Jew?
I just said I just got the merds wixed. It was I thought it was Jack Liu, and I said,
I see what you did.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. It was just a Freudian slip up.
It's Locke Jew, right?
Yeah, Locke Jew.
Mm-hmm. APAC Treasury Secretary Jack Liu, the future of the United States is tied to the future of Israel. Jack, I'm sorry, my friend, but that, well, you're not my friend, but I'm sorry, that's very scary if that's the case. Why should our future be tied to the future of a criminal state? More on that when we get back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. My co-host Jack Liu with us here tonight.
Hello, Bob.
Is that how Jack Liu sounds?
While I was just writing my signature around and around and around and around, imagining all the zeros after the decimal point or before.
The following are the remarks of U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew before the 2014 Policy Conference at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC. Yes. These are clearly the remarks of the banker for the empire. It should be noted that Lew's remarks on the Ukraine appear to be in line with those of Rand Paul, and though Lew's comments clearly show that he considers Israel as the 51st and most important state, his views on sanctions are more moderate than those of Rand. Read the remarks, hear the remarks, only if you have a strong stomach. Would you like to hear what he had to say, Steve?
Yes, of course. I mean, after all, he's an important guy.
Is he really?
Well, you know.
Here's the main quote that I found to be quite disgusting. The future of the United States is tied to the future of Israel. How do you feel about that, Steve? You like that?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you can remember, of course, and I don't want to get too far into this, but if you go to a lot of these Bible-believing churches, they believe that Israel is being regathered as a sign of the end times. And I won't rule that out completely, but I'm saying that the people who are running it right now are maniacs. And the Labor Party people such as Perez and some of the others are very dangerous, deadly people, and they're not the kind of people we should be buddying up to.
No. He goes on to say, now, the reason we are all here is because for more than 40 years, APAC has been the indispensable leader in keeping the alliance between the United States and Israel unbreakable. Yeah, they really have done a good job of being a special interest group for Israel and screwing the American people, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, he goes on to say, and you have done that through your powerful example of advocacy and activism. You make your voices heard. You take your case to your representatives here in Washington. And you stand up for what you believe in. This is not just your right as Americans. Wait, I thought they were Israelis. Anyways, this is not just your right as Americans. It is your responsibility. It is the essence of our democratic system. And as everyone here recognizes, the future of the United States is tied to the future of Israel. This is something that every president since Harry Truman has understood. In fact, in 1948, it took Truman only 11 minutes to recognize the Jewish state of Israel. And from then on, the American-Israel relationship has not been a democratic cause or a Republican cause. It's been an American cause. President Obama has remained true to his proud legacy since the first day he took office, and he has made it clear that for him and for this administration, America's commitment to Israel is ironclad. I can't help but anytime I see that word ironclad, say it like that. Ironclad. As he said, as president-elect, before he even took office, quote, Israel's security is absolutely non-negotiable. And he has never wavered from that position, folks. Like the president, Israel's security is not only a public policy conviction for me, it is a personal one. As many of you know, no one grew up with a deeper appreciation for the state of Israel than I did. And I have no doubt that a strong and secure Israel is vital to Americans' strength and America's security. As we meet, America's support for Israel's security has never been stronger. And over the next 3 days, you're going to hear about all the things that the administration is doing to advance Israel's security. I wonder if that's going to be in the form of some sort of... I don't want to speculate too much, Steve, but I'm pretty darn scared to see what that equates to. There might be some sort of catalyst, perhaps, that provides the administration with the desire to once again unnecessarily show us their devout love for this criminal state?
Well, they certainly have done that in the past, and we mentioned John McCain, of course, and it was his father, the Admiral John McCain, who ordered the USS Liberty into the danger zone prior to the Six-Day War, which, by the way, was started by Israel. And, of course, some could say, well, it was, you know, proactive or whatever you want to call it. But,
and it was finished by Israel, too.
Yes, it was. But they almost started World War III when the Israelis attacked the U.S. ship, you know, a very dangerous secret that was kept under wraps for almost 40 years, even though a lot of people knew about it. Now it's openly out in the discussion. We've had Phil Turney on, who was on board that ship. We've had other people who were there, and it was a horrific event, and it almost launched World War III in a nuclear exchange. Thank God the Liberty didn't go down. And so the question is, you know, what kind of shenanigans are being pulled off in this in the name of, you know, protecting and securing Israel? And the question I have, Bob, and of course this is something that maybe our listeners will want to pipe up and voice in on, but the question is, why? Why is it so important? Why, I mean, after, what, how many thousands of years without Israel, why is it so important that we have Israel right now? I mean, what's the importance of it? Why is this necessary? I'm not trying to say we should...
Well, there's several special interests that are deeming it to be so.
Yeah, well, there's a geopositioning of a very strategic part of the world, of course, but what else? I mean, what else is behind it? You know, I mean...
I don't know.
Why not, you know, Montana? Why not Montana? You know, why not, Venezuela? Why not St. Lucia, you know, or someplace like that? How about the Belgian Congo?
No, not St. Lucia.
Okay. You like St. Lucia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I mean, why Israel and why now and what's this all about? I mean, the reality is I think there are a lot of people who are very involved in some kind of religious fanaticism over all this, including the Pope. Yeah, that's right. The Vatican's very involved in this as well. You know, I know, Bob, a lot of your listeners probably wouldn't like a revisit from Barry Shamish, but he does a very good job of talking about what's going on behind the scenes and exposing Perez and Ehud Barak and all these other people out there, the whole situation. He was one that obviously blew the whole thing open on you know, the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin, which he proved was an inside job. And, you know, we've known a lot of these things about that kind of stuff. So you learn
sure
a lot.
Have.
Yeah. I mean, as a guy who is, you might say, pro-Israeli, he is very, very contentious and, let's just say, candid about revealing all the inside workings of these maniacs that are running the government in the Labor Party.
Quick break.
Okay. Quick break.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
That's 800-313-9443. We already got Danny on the line. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Bob, long time no speak, man. How you doing?
Did you get a northeastern accent all of a sudden, man? What's up?
Oh, I've got a bit of the early spring pollenitis going on here, so pardon me if I choke and gag on occasion.
Oh, man.
How's the young one doing?
Oh, he's just doing great, man. Thanks for asking.
I've obviously been listening to what you guys are talking about. I'm a little alarmed here because I haven't heard a great deal of traffic about the national summit to reassess the U.S.-Israel special relationship.
By the last time we discussed it is when you brought it up on the show a couple months ago. Tell us what's going on with that and refresh our memories.
Okay, well, it's at the National Press Club, which is a fairly famous venue in Washington, D.C. They have all kind of debates and speeches televised from that location. And therein lies the source of my alarm, because I haven't seen any announcements. I've been looking pretty hard to find out who's going to televise this. And I, so far, I haven't found anything, but basically they've got a whole rash of speakers there. They've got, Ray McGovern. They've got Michael Scheuer, if you know who he is. They've got, Cameron Kudowski, Paul Finley, one of the guys that wrote that famous book, Stephen Walt, he's the co-author of the Israel Lobby and American Foreign Policy. It's just Stephen M. Walt. Anyway, they got a lot of speakers there, and they have a lot of interesting topics, which include things like how our special relationship with Israel is affecting our national image. Of course, the Israeli connection to U.S. wars. It's the first public forum I know of featuring some fair to middling, well-known people. I don't think all of them are that well-known, but some of them are fair to middling known. And they're going to discuss all day from 8 to 5 the Israeli lobby and this so-called unbreakable bond that we seem to have with this apartheid nation down there in the Middle East. First of all, let me ask you, have you heard anything about it?
Well, other than from you and a little bit here and there from the alternative media, well, not even the alternative media, I take that back. No, and I think most of our listeners would say the same thing, and that's hard to get out of folks like us.
Well, that's why I'm alarmed. It's easy to get to. Go to natsummit.org, natsummit.org is their page. I mean, you can get a ticket there, or you can fill out a form for a free ticket if you're any one of a number of different entities, In my mind, this thing is a long time in coming, but nobody's talking about it. And I guess, I'm not going to be able to talk about it with you very much because you haven't heard of it either. do you know Gareth Porter? Have you ever heard of Stephen Walt before? Any of these folks?
No, go ahead and break it down for us, man. We're listening.
Well, okay. Break it down. We've heard our politicians, and we're still hearing our politicians, talk about the unbreakable bond that we have with Israel. We've got people, Joe Biden facing the TV cameras and saying, I am a Zionist, and what you were just talking about, how the future of America is tied in with the future of Israel. We've been hearing all this for going on several decades, and this is the first time any significant group of people has come forward to hold an open debate on the issue, which I thought would have been on the tip of everyone's tongue. But they have, if this symposium is allowed to go through, if it's allowed to happen, I mean, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 topics, including the Israel lobby and the news media, which I think is probably the root of all evil is the AIPAC domination of the American news media, as we all know. That's about all I can break it down to right now because they haven't held it yet. And, I'm still trying to find out if anyone's going to televise it. But I appreciate you letting me on the show here to at least get the word out. NatSummit.org. I think it goes without saying that the conspiracy theorists of the world pretty much have decided that Zionism is the number one problem that we're all facing. It's definitely behind the turmoil in the Ukraine, which is, you know, front page news these days. It's definitely behind banking issues that we have. It's behind moral issues that we have, like gay marriage. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, you can talk about it all night, and I'm not really the expert on some of these topics. I am mostly concerned with the impact of the Zionist influence on our media. And, I mean, even to, well, I don't know, I don't want to get too far afield, but I was reading, for example, I was reading a report on RT today while I was listening to ABC News on the radio, little five-minute newscast they do, and the story that they were telling on ABC was, like, totally opposite of what they were saying on RT. You know, I mean, it's got to where we've become kind of jaded now. We don't even raise an objection anymore. They're lying to us with impunity. So I would like to see what these people, and many of them are journalists, I'd like to see what they have to say about this special relationship that we have with Israel. If I find it being broadcast, I will call in on Friday night and I'll give you a play-by-play of it.
Sounds good. I appreciate the call, man.
Okay, well, and you keep it up, man. Doing a great job. I'll be talking to you guys later. Cheerio.
Okay, take care. Deal with those allergies, man. All right, there he goes. Interesting stuff, Steve. You hadn't heard about any of that, have you?
No, I haven't, but it's a good conversation that needs to be opened up and discussed, of course. You know, a lot of people have to wonder why we are so enthralled with the security of Israel and how long this has been going on. I mean, you know, if you were to use that biblical argument that the United States is directly tied to the future of Israel, well, why not all the other nations, too? I mean, why is it just the United States? You know what I mean? Why do we have this idea that it's us against all of them? I mean, why aren't all the other nations tied to Israel as well? You know, why isn't, Afghanistan? Why isn't Timbuktu land? You know, why isn't New Zealand? That's my question. So, I mean, why is it that only the United States and the West have to be tied into this thing? Of course, we also know that we are dealing with a lot of things out there that pertain to this idea of the three world wars, the Albert Pike idea concept, you know. And my guess is, looking at the Ukraine situation right now, I don't think the Russians like that story. I think they might be wanting to rewrite Albert Pike's vision for the three world wars right now. They might be deciding, look, we've played along with this for a long time and gotten burned by it. We might want to make our own decisions from this point on. And so I guess the question is, if they are now involved with Ukraine and Crimea and a few other places that, of course, their own strong economy and the ruble and the other things that they've been minding their own business, taking care of while we've been floundering around all over the world in Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria and every place else, of course. You know, maybe the idea is that they might have their own agenda. There might actually really be some kind of a real Cold War brewing in the process here. Just some thoughts.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
If you want to join us at the Bob Tuskin Show, feel free to dial us troll free. Get out your crayon, write this number down. It's 800-313-9443. Steve, I want to shift gears a little bit.
All right. We're going to third or reverse?
Reverse, actually.
Okay. We're going in backwards motion now.
So I started off the beginning of the show asking, well, actually telling you about the interview that I did.
Yeah.
And you remember what the host asked me?
No, I don't.
He asked me, what do I find is the most compelling and important issue that we're not being told about, that we're not really focused on?
Right, yeah. And we're going to get to that, and we are now.
How'd you know?
Because I just was ESP.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Well, most important thing that I don't think people are talking about enough, or that perhaps the mainstream media at the very least is distracting from, is a collapse with a capital C. Now, whether or not that collapse is a result of an EMP taking down the grid, or it's the result of some sort of financial issue or a war or whatever the catalyst may or may not be, I find that to be something that is inevitable and is something that we will have to deal with and we ought to start preparing for. And this isn't me trying to offer doom and gloom here. This is a, in my mind, practical look at the future. I don't have a, you know, crystal ball, but it'd be naive not to see how vulnerable we are. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, folks. And the powers that shouldn't be, the mainstream media and everybody else, even the alternative media, I think sometimes loses touch with that inevitability.
You're talking about an EMP sort of event or some catastrophic event that brings on a total...
Doesn't have to be brought by an EMP.
Right.
Doesn't have to be brought by the collapse of the Federal Reserve. Doesn't have to be brought by a war. It can be brought by anything, but I think it's going to happen.
Well, I think a lot of people do. I don't know that that's an ignored topic. I think people have been talking a lot about that, Bob, you know, especially with this, you know, random fiat currency quantitative easing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ad infinitum. You know, all the things that the banks have been pulling off in order to keep this, you know, flailing machine afloat. I mean, that's been pretty obvious, but we've seen so many other problems, of course, such things as an EMP. Maybe there will be some sort of nuclear accident. Another one that could happen in the middle of the United States, a major earthquake. I mean, there are a lot of things that could happen naturally that are catastrophic, but, I mean, just all the things that we've done to ourselves, we've got to be able to, at some point or another, look at why haven't we tripped over our shoelaces at this point? It's so obnoxiously absurd. But I think a lot of people have talked about a collapse coming. And I think there's been a lot of apocalyptic movies for us to watch about it. Like there was 2012 and there was Ice Age or the New Ice Age or whatever it was. And, you know, who's in the latest one? You know, I don't know. There's going to be a Noah movie coming out pretty soon. I don't know when. It was supposed to be out this month, but they'll probably hang on to
it. Is there really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Noah movie with Russell Crowe playing Noah. And this is, you know, going to be interesting. I may go see it so I can give you a report. I'm not really excited.
I would have personally cast Mel Gibson, but that's okay.
Mel Gibson is Noah? I like Russell Crowe. He's been in a lot of boat movies, so I think he'll be good.
Mel Gibson is Noah, or maybe Jerry Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld is Noah. Yeah, there's a good one. Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, I mean, that's
good. No. Or should I say Noah?
Noah. But anyhow, I mean, this is supposed to be one of those environmental movies. I mean, from what I understand, the
global warming.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. I mean, it's kind of an environmental theme that man is a virus and the creator gives you all kinds of spooky visions and dreams, but he's not somebody who's real in the story. He's just sort of the mystic creator. And he has this idea that he's going to destroy the world because man is destroying the world. So he's going to destroy the world first. And then, you know, he's going to rebuild the world back again. But man is like a virus who causes problems on the earth and doesn't take care of the earth and creates carbon footprints. And so as a result, has to be eliminated. It has this strange environmental twist to it that doesn't quite fit with the storyline. And it's written by, what was the guy's name? Aronoff, the fellow who's done a lot of these films. He's outwardly, overtly unbelieving Jew. He's made these statements, you know, but I don't know how it's going to turn out. They've had a lot of studios look at it, and a lot of people said, you know, they've had a lot of trial audiences. They do that out in Chatsworth in L.A. If you know, you can always get a job watching films for a major theater where they look at these different endings to a film and try to get a response from people and see how well it plays. How well does the ending play? Well, it didn't play well in Chatsworth, so we're not going to do it that way. So I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I keep waiting to see when the release date is. It was supposed to be sometime this month. So maybe this film will be a, shall we say, a harbinger of the great collapse or something coming? Who knows? You suppose? Getting back to your collapse argument, your discussion. I didn't want to lead us too far off
track. Where the heck did you just take us, man?
Well, I took you way off, man, but you know how it is with when you listen to me, Bob? It's like watching a long train go by, and eventually it all ties together with the caboose. So I'm back to your collapse conversation, the big collapse.
Where did we come from?
Well,
where are we going?
You know, we could ask.
Let's squeeze in a call here. Let's talk to Larry. Hello, Larry.
What do you guys think of Mel Gibson?
What do I think of Mel Gibson? I tried to contact him and didn't have
I love his stance on the Jews, especially.
Pardon me?
I love his stance on the Jews.
Yeah, but you're a schmuck.
actually, I'm a schmendrick, not a schmuck.
You're a genie.
Yes, I am.
Oh, wait a minute. What's your stand on him, Larry?
Yeah, what's your stand, Russ?
Or is it Russ?
My thinking is that having a filthy schmuck like Bob Tuskin.
Oh, well, that's all about Mel Gibson, but what about Mel Gibson?
And what about Mel Gibson,
Russ? About Mel Gibson? What about Benny Joe Bialowski?
I'm a fan.
You're a fan of Mel Gibson?
Because what he would take with a wiener like Bob Tuskin, he would wrap that filthy schmuck nose around his neck and choke him to death.
Wow.
Wow. That's well thought through and eloquent.
I got a big Jew nose, Steve.
No, I don't think you do, man.
Good to choke with.
Dude, it doesn't work. Yeah.
Anything else, Russ?
Yeah, you're a filthy sheenie.
Okay. Got that.
Pick it up your ass.
Oh.
All right.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of happy people out there. that was an interesting call, wasn't it?
Very informative.
Well, what do you think of Mel Gibson?
I don't know anything about the guy.
I tried to contact him.
And, did you really?
Yes, I did. I talked to his publicist, Alan Nerub, at his office, and back then he was going through a lot of this is before the controversy that happened, you know, where he was making a lot of money on The Passion and working on another film. He was working on a film, Bob, and we can't go there too far, but he was wanting to make a film about the Maccabean Revolt, okay, which is the story of Hanukkah, if you don't know about the Maccabean Revolt, where there was this king of the Syrian lineage of the Seleucids, Antiochus Epiphanes, who desecrated the temple, and this is the story of Hanukkah, if you know anything about it. But he was going to do a story. It's a lot like Braveheart, as a matter of fact. The story was a lot like Braveheart. And I called him up, and I talked to them and sent him letters, and of course, that's about as much as I can go into, but, you know, I said, hey, I don't think you know what you're getting into here, Mel. Mel, hey, Mel, let me pull your coat. Shortly thereafter, he got himself into a lot of trouble. That was kind of the end of that. So I still like to talk to him. You know, hey, Mel, give me a call. You know, hey, we'll do lunch. We'll do lunch, Mel.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Bring your agent. Bring Alan.
Steve, we got to get to hour number two, man.
Mm-hmm. Hour number
stand
two.
Stand by.
Oh, man, we didn't even get through hour number one yet, man.
We're done.
It goes so fast with you, Bob.
And we'll do it again in just a second.
Oh, okay. Hour number two coming up.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
With financial